some of the important points from scratch. Sadi Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara says in the last two lines, on Yisrael, Latam Ke'ikar, the Bekotchim Aser. On a simple level, Tam Ke'ikar means there's something there which gives off a taste. Okay? Rashi explains, Tam Ke'ikar, No Saint Tam Kimla the Aser Bekotchim Ke'ikar, Ke'ikar Ma Masha Shalisa. Ulahar Milsa, Katani Zeo Lim Ute Shar Kotchen. Avulchulin Shaper Garminan Mine Lemeel Shishim. The Hakimlan Me Achre Rabim Lahatos the Bottle Baruba. Fiafina Mehocha Lahachmir Lo Liftil Ella Bimea. Rava Lesle Tam Kiikar Bechulin. Kedib Farash Biazel. Midoraisa Beruba Batal, Elimid Rabbana. Fochinami Shamina Lele Rabbi Yochanan, Mesecha Savod Zara, Kol Shetam of Lama Masha Ein Lokan Olaf, Paul Yafina Levi Psochim, Minozir Umisha Titentam Kiikar, Svila Maroi Basroi, the Asmachta Bi Almohu, Vilav Melafu. The Havilug Nozivig Yuliakum Shnek Suvim Aboin Kiyechot. Inami Yuliakum Chidushu Kidamin and Hossam Umishras Leheter Mitzdarev Lias Adkan Rashi. I read it quickly because we've already read it a few times. One word bothers me, which is the word Asmachta. Asmachta usually means a pasuk, which is not really a pasuk, not a real drasha. Just that the Chachamim have some kind of a way to remember things, and then that's how the Rambam understands Asmachta. But here the Chor is a real din daraisa. It's Asmachta bi'amu v'lav melefu. You can't derive from Mishras to other areas beyond Nazir. So the word Asmachta is a bit of a troubling word. So din daraisa, just you can't derive from it. So I'm just pointing out that that's. Bothers me a little bit. Okay. So the Gemara asks the question on top of Tzadi Tetzim now. Beligmer mine Rashi. Lemishri af shar kochen b'shishim omea. Could go nosar opigul. Let's derive from there. Gemara says no. Golirach mona gabe chatas. Kol ashe yiga b'psara yiktosh. Lios kamoa. Okay. Rashi. Lios Kamoa Hanogeba Bola Mimena Shimpsulahi Hipasal Habolea. Shimpsherahi Teochid Azu Kachomer Shabachatas Shafilo Hain Shlami Masurim Layochal El Zichrek Una Liom Volaila. So you've restricted the number of people who can eat it, the time at which it could be eaten. Vilifnim in Akloim. And the place where it could be, all restrictions which Chadas has over and above Shlomim. Says Rashi Miyachal Garminon, L'cholis Surei Kochim, D'lo B'tele Legamre. From here we learn that all Surei Kochim are not Batel Legamre. What does the word, what does Legamre mean? That last word. The last word in Rashi. Legamre. Anybody? Completely. It's not. What did you say? Who said that?
The kosher.
Oh, who? Where did you get that from?
Tosfos.
Whoa, three steps ahead of me. Tosfos claims that according to Rashi, there's a chiddush neiro over here. That even if it's b'mashu, it's also b'kotchim. It's not completely clear where Tosfos got that from. Where did Rashi say so? So one place where Rashi may have said so is that last word legamre. Again, lo b'tele legamre could be interpreted to mean. That it's never bottle. If a mashu there, it's bottle. It's never going to be bottle. Even a mashu is going to be also bekotchim. Let's read the Tosfos together. Remember, we learned the Tosfos Rava Be'ir. We read it five times the Tosfos. Each time we stopped, we started from the middle. I was very careful. I let a whole week go by before we actually read the beginning of the Tosfos. This is a little
details. I wanted to wait till after we had the Yesodas of Tom Kikram. We're picking up some pieces here. So Tosa says, Pirish Mekuntris, the Zel Lemute Shar Kochim, Abachul and Shapi Alfina Mine Lemea Vishishim to Midaraisa Badli Baro, Fialfina Mehokal Hachad Lo Lift to Eleva Mea Vishishim. Mashma. Mashma, didn't say before. Mashma. The Rotzaloma, the Tam Kika, the Kama, Lav the Tam Gomahu, the Hobotl Bemea Vishishim, Elatam Koldu Kama. Wow. Gam Tzorach Loma, Ki Agam the Osu Bekotchim, Afagab Lo Havi Alamashu. Whoa. Vichy Porach, Veligma Mine, Haina the Listri, Af Psar Kotchim, Bekuf Vesamach, Kizra Beshela. That's just assumes. Hash the Tema, Kev and the Hochalo Iri, Bitam Gomer, Ela Bekoshu, Midachko Leforesh, the Rabbi Isle Tam, Kika Bechul and Abdar Raisa. No! Kev and the Hochalo Iri, Bitam Gomer, Ela Bekoshu. What's the next word? Kid de Perishis. On the side it says, Lesser. Okay, the old Tema. The Alkocha ain't Koshu also the Koshu, blow us the Bemashu, Ela Ol in Dafka the Rabbonan, who min Bemino the Rabbi Yuda. Come on, Menachas Chal Baby saw yesterday. Because it's one Zvachim, Beferish, Agam, we know this Gemara already. Omer Shlokash, Apigal, Vanosu, Vatamim, Shebulun, Zebezem, Vacholan, Potter. Come on, Shramina, no same time, Barov, Lavdorais, Alma Mashma, Tafilu, Kedena, Sinas, Tam, Lo osa b'mino, yeah. Uzra b'sheila v'chadas to shmeit and demino askinon. What are you talking about? How can a mashu be osa? What's going on over here? I think it was another kasha from a gemara mesalta menachas v'nira lefarsh. The best way to answer this kasha is say Rashi never meant it, because if Rashi meant it, it's big tzaras. If you learn, turn to the Rashash, Rabbi Osai, he points out what Amitai said. But learn to the, turn to the Rashash for a minute here on Tzadi Tess. Shashes Tadi Tesam and Aleph Rashi Lo Batela Legamre. Oh, Vemilas Legamre Nire Shakiva the Mashakosas Tosis Ladato. The Khan was Aloma Tam Koldu. The Hainu Mashu. That's where it came from. That's where it came from. Is there any other place where it comes from aside from here? I don't know. The Garmi is not such a completely compelling word. Yes?
I thought it was just because of the way it was set up with the Zehu. Like, how could the Zehu, the whole point was that the Zehu was trying to show you that the Zero is something Mutter, but it's in a category which is generally Isser.
Correct.
So if we're saying that the Zero is Batal B'Shishim, then the category it was in before, it couldn't be Batal B'Shishim.
Right. So,
it has to be Mashu.
Since we're saying it's a special, unique leniency. It comes to Zerua B'Shela. To the exclusion of what? Of all other areas, even of Kachim. Since it's Zerua B'Shela, it's Batal B'Shishim, or Meya. Must be that the other parts of Kachim are more strict, and even a Mashu is also. But Tosa says that's not true. V'nira Lefarash Tosa, in the fourth wide line. Hochar B'Tam Gomer. D'B'Kachim Aser Mikra T'Chatas. Right? That's for sure. Ela the nokat kachim mishin the bezro b'shele havi kachim koi v'hocha shari the pomim shas ro miklas mina ayil hayachut zerotev v'nosin as ro atam b'mashachut zerotev. Tosa is saying if I care zro b'shele is muta even if it's not batal b'shishim, and therefore when it comes to shar kachim you require batal b'shishim. That's Tosa's pshat, but since Rashi didn't accept this nekuda, so therefore Rashi seems to be saying Mashu was also. If you look on the Ritva here on the sugya, the Ritva discusses this and says he doesn't think Rashi ever meant it. The Ritva right over here, I think it's on the Maamar Komos even. Sadi Chesem and Beis to the Maskel Rava. He quotes Rashi. Ad Kan Lashon Rashi. He says, wait a minute. Doesn't it say in the Gemara the ale nozel leko shum tam? It's 160. So what's going on? The yesh atir tzul das Rashi.
Tam ki ike was kaimlan hu de osur bekotchim. Lav tam mamesh ala tam koldu. This is Tosus Pshat within Shitas Rashi. Ey letiris hazet tam. This is very, very difficult. Can't be. V'hanochon is that the Ramban said, we're discussing what sort of Tosus answer, sort of. Get an impression from the Ritva that he tries to learn Rashi that way. Maybe Rashi never meant anything different. He never meant anything different. That's the question in the Ritva. I'm not going to go any further with this Nakuda. We'll stop right here with this idea. We'll stop. Just one final point is that Rashi is talking here about this Chaticha. The aisle is in, it's out. Remember the Rashi we had way back in Tzadi Vavim and Beis? We spoke about this at great length with the Miktsas Chaticha in the water, Miktsas out of the water. Remember that? That's according to Rashi, it goes at least into a particular Chaticha. So you have to say Pshat over here in the Gemara, and what Tosfos is saying is that the Zroah B'Shela is perched completely out of the water. Remember that? We had those cases. That's just a reminder from Sugis long gone past, the way distant discussions. Now, Rabosai, we're going to start about the following discussion. I asked you to see a Gemara in Zvachim. We just had the Gemara in Zvachim over here again. I want to show you that Gemara in Zvachim. Can you get me Gemara in Zvachim? Ayin Chesem and Aleph. We just saw the Gemara quoted, so before we even get on the screen, we know what the Gemara is going to say. It's quoted in Tosus. Let's take a look over here. Review it here. The first wide line in Tosus Tzadiches. Amar Rish Lakish. Ha-pigul v'ha-noser v'ha-tome shebilun zebezeh v'acholon potter. Potter means what? Potter is no malchus, right? Why? Yisurim v'atlan zezeh. Shema mina no sein tam barov lav doraisa. Which many understand to mean tam ki iko lav dorais. You have three different kinds of isurim. One's pigul, one nosen, one tame. Obviously, each one is butl and 2/3 of the other one. But if you hold a tam ki iko is doraisa, so if assuming it gives taste off, it shouldn't have been butl. That's a simple pshat in the Gemara over here. Abosai in zvachim ayin chesam enaf. But this Gemara continues. Wait till we get it on the screen. I'll show it to you. Zvachim. Tzadich. Ayin Chesem and Alf. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. Good. Aha. What does Gemara say? Amar Rish Lakish. Apiga dos vatame. Shebolon ze bezev acholon potu. Why? If shlo yabe min al chaver avi vatlen shma min atlas yisum vatlen zez eh nosen tam berov lav da reisa has to asav lo shmasro masiv rova also isa min achit min a ores if yesh bim tam dog al chayav es bechal afal gav the ruba ores exclamation point. I love this here. Exclamation point. You see that even though the minority is weed, it still carries a day. So here too, why don't you get Malkus on the Pigal and also Tom, even though each one's a minority? Midirabon. This thing over here is Chayav Echalad Rabon. What? Yochi Eim HaSefer. Odom Yosu Edecha Basu V'Pesach. Exclamation point! How do you say it's a Dindirabon? It's obviously it's a leniency over here. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara backs out on Amud Beis. Everything here so far so good? I want to go for links and see if I can find what I want to show you. I'm not sure how many links they have over here. Here we go. Watch this. Shmamina nosen tam barov lav daraisa. Koshali. Watch this. The Masha Kosev Tosus Chul and Tzadi Tes. Our Tosus. B'shem Hari Dirolins. We spent plenty of time with him, didn't we? What did Dirolins say? Tam Kika Doraisa without what? Without what? Without Malchus. The Afim Tam Kika Doraisa Mikomakal No Loki Davirak Asay. Him Kain Hocha.
the Meir Linyan Malkus, Shapar Minon, the Batel, V'lo Nisharak Aseh, the Tam Keikar. What do you mean? Shema Minon knows from Tam Barov, Lav Darais, which is interpreted to mean Tam Keikar Lav Darais. No! Maybe Tam Keikar is Daraisa, but over here, the reason why there's no Malkus is because Tam Keikar is only an Aseh. B'kiv asked the Kasha, this Gemara is against Rabbi Yosef Yolins. What do you say, Bosai? Is it or is it not? Give me a teretz, somebody. Give me someone should give me a teretz. Again, it's Chazar again. The Rimi Olin said, Tam Ki Iker is a say with no Malkus. No, if that's the case, the fact that Potter doesn't prove that's Lav Dorais. Let it be Dorais. It would have been Potter anyway. Tam Ki Iker is no Malkus. This is a Bekivega's Gevaldik Akasha against the Rimi Olin's. Who wants to give a teretz? Rabosai, here's a story. We spent a lot of time. What did the Rimi Orleans come to answer? Let's look. While we have a split screen. We have the Super Bowl. Split screen. No? Emes? They have split screens? So where Shavua Kodam, you know, after Mechen. A split screen. One screen is a Gemara in print that's in front of you. And the other thing is from Kivegas Kasha on your real screen. Okay? Let's see, what does it say over here? Rimi Orleans said, let's look. What's the context of the Rimi Orleans? His Rebbe, Rabbeinu Tam, who gave him Shtaka Musar in Sefer Yosher, came up with an amazing Kiddush, that Tamo Mamosha, Lo Mamosha, was Min B'mino. Told someone, I can't believe it. He said, no, it's Min B'she'eno Mino. Oh, Yesh Lo Mahadis, what he called the standoff shot. Rimi Orleans said, no, it's Min B'she'eno Mino. Why is it no Malkus? Because Tam Ki'ikar is no Malkus. It's Doraisa without Malkus. That's what it means. That's what Rav Yochanan says. Tam gives me Guli Akum. I say to Tavir Ba'esh. Liban Mahagola. And that's all. Rabbi Tam Heshev Lo. We had a stern conversation with him. They were the contemporaries. It's a Talmud. Rabosai, I'm asking you with Shaila. I want everyone to answer this question to the best of your possible ability. The Rimi Olin is explaining the words of the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah. When it says over there, Osuv Ein Lokan Olav, where does it say Osuv Ein Lokan Olav? Kol Shetama Veloma Mosho Ein Lokan Olav. So Rashi assumes it's a Dinder Rabbanan. Tam Ki Iker Rabbanan. He says, no, it's a Doraisa without Malkus. He says, Tama Veloma Mosho. Rabbosai, what's the other line in the Avodah Zarah? Come on, you know by heart. Tama Uma Mosho, no. What does it say? Also, v'wat v'lokin olav. And what is that? Ezu? Zeh kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. Rabbosai, what's the problem over here? This case of pigur noslan tameh. Each one is 33%. That's way more than kazayis b'chilas pras. Therefore, according to Rimi Orleans, if tam kikas d'oraisa, it should be tamo uma mosho asur Vilokinolov. What does Rabbi Kivega want from the poor Rimi Orleans? Rimi Orleans said, Eino Lokinolov, the Raisa, where there is no Mamosha, so no Mamosha Techil's Pras. Here you have 33%. Kivega's Kasha doesn't even begin. There is no Kasha, Rabbi Kivega. There is no Kasha. Kasha doesn't begin. No Kasha. This is not my Teretz. Chaim Oiza gives his Teretz. Chazanish talks about it as well. Of course, the question becomes, how do we read a particular Tosfos? Let's open to a Tosfos. Since I'm here, I should be able to be self-sufficient now, but you'll give me a little bit of guidance. I want a Tosfos. I should just turn back to... Here? Here? Yeah. I want Talmud Bavli. Talmud... No, but Sifras Chazal. Sifras Chazal? I got it. Talmud Bavli. Avodah Zarah. I wanted to see it inside. I want you to see inside. Inside. You have to chaza a million times. Is Tosfos even better? I don't want a Tosfos. I'm sure I got a Tosfos or a Gemara. See what I get. Whatever I get. I got the Gemara. Kol shetamo mamosho osur v'lokanol. V'zeo Kazai Zachilas Pras. What's the next line? I'm not going to tell you. Tell me about the next line. Right? Tamo Veloma Masho. Nu. Four more words. End of the sugya. The whole sugya is mamash a line and a half. Just unfortunately have to turn the page. Our bad mazel. But it's that's all it is. Links. 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 Tosfos. Okay. It's this Tosfos. Watch this. Where's the Rimi Orleans?
On the other side.
Oh, it stops in the middle of the sentence. Oh no. So I gotta get
go to Amid
Base.
Go to
the
links.
Yeah, then what?
There should be
used
to switch the
Amid. Links?
Yeah,
links.
Plus.
Plus?
Yeah.
Hey, these guys are good. They know their stuff. Thank you. Where's the Remy Orleans here? Where is he?
It's near the bottom.
Yeah, I know, but I can't find it. Where is he? Who can find it for me on the screen? Where is... Here! Old Omer Rav Rabbeinu Yosef. Who is Rabbeinu Yosef? Rabbi Yosef. Where did he come from? Orleans. Not New Orleans, Rabbi Yosef. Old Orleans, okay? The Mairi Shapir because they Achilas Pras. Umikomokom Loloki Bitama Vlamamasho. Oh, Abchaim Oizer, what are you talking about? You said that the Rebbe Orleans agrees. In the case of what? Where it's 33% Isser. You would get Malkus. Doesn't this Tosef say Faker? According to Rebbe Yosef again. You have to get Echilas Pras. And you still don't get Loloki with Tamav Olama Mosho. It's called Rabosai Tamav Olama Mosho, even though it has Akadash Echilas Pras. That's a very difficult line because Tosef, the Gemara says, is considered Tamuma Moshe. Afal Gav, the Tam Kikid Doraisa, the Mehechad in the Tam Kikid Doraisa, Miguli Akum, it's only an Asebi Almo. The same Pismon continues. How do you read this line? I'm asking you, I'm giving you a challenge. Please read me this one line. Only one line I want you to read for me. The second line on the screen. One line! It's a challenge. One line! What do you say? We're talking about Bechadei Achilas Pras. Right? You know what? Let's give a little bit of context. Odomar Ben-Liyo. Ben-Liyo is another name we don't know yet. Let's see if you can identify who he holds like an Avotos. Suggest. Shabbat mituk marahocha b'min b'shein amina. We're against your main attack. Hochi Be'rusha. Tama b'loma mosho kagon. She'ein kazayas Bechadei Achilas Pras. Ein lokono. V'tama uma masho the lokan olav, mairi the ikah kazayis the iser, bichdei achilas pras menaheter, v'oz lokan olav. Who's the old guy? That's what I would have said. It's the old Yeshlomo. Now we know. Now we know. We have a name to put on him. Till then we were talking about in abstractions. Rabbi Old Yeshlomo. No, we'll give him by his name. Rabbi Elio. That's what I would have said. However. Oh, that's right. There are those who claim Rabbi Elio holds like Rabbi Chaim Cohen. You can't tell. Tosfos is very. You can't tell. If Rabbi Elio holds like Rabbi Chaim, we could read Rabbi Yosef to say, "No, you Rabbi Elio, A.K.A. Rabbi Chaim, are wrong. You don't say when it's Kazayis Mechleachilas Pras is Het the Nepachlios Issa. No, that's incorrect." You don't say Heta Nebabli Yosisa. But you know what? If you ate a Kazayas Mina Yisr, then you would be Chayiv. This was to help out the Abchaim Oizim. That's how some interpret. Let's read it together. Let's assume for argument's sake, Abel Yosef is like Abel Chayiv. The married Shapir, this is the line. Bichdei Achilas Pras. Umikom Akom Lo Loki. Lo Loki what? Lo Loki B'tavu L'Mamosho. Afal Gav, the time you get the rice, how much did he eat? How much did he eat? We're suggesting now he only ate a kazayis min hatarovis. According to Ben Liyo, a.k.a. Ben Chaim, you get Malkus. According to the Rabbi Yosef Meolint, you do not get Malkus. But he would agree, as Rabbi Chaim Moshe said, if you ate kazayis min ha'iser, then you would get Malkus. That's Pshat Moran Zvochim. I am Ches and the Kazayis Min HaIsser. where I got with this idea. I found it. I was so stuck with this kasha. I went to look in the for the big boys. Who's that? The Masifta Gemara. The Medea, that's the best. The Masifta Gemara is something called Biurei HaTosfos. So I looked up at Avodah Zarah, and they call it a Binyan Shlomo. I don't know where to find it. I'm not sure. I don't know what that means. But you can find it for me. Go on your Hebrew books. What Binyan Shlomo do they mean? And he interpreted Tosfos the way I just told you. Not that it means there's no Malkus no matter how much you eat. There's no Malkus if you only possess when the Taruv is in opposition to Rabbeinu Leo, holding Rabbeinu Chaim, head the Nebuch Leo system. That's the best we can do to answer Bekivega's Kasha. Perhaps the Bekivega read this Tosfos, Rabbi Yehudah over here, the way we read it. That there's absolutely no Malkus ever, even if you have Kazaz Vechilas Pras. That's why he has the Kasha, it's against the Gemara and Zvachim. If you hold the opinion of Shlomo is correct, then the kasha is no kasha. Fine. So far, Abosai, so good. So far, so good? Good. So far, so good. Now, it's interesting. I found in the same source a remarkable pshat in what led Rabbeinu Tam to say that Hetan Nebuch Leosis. We know what helped. We got to see it. Bisvara, what led him to that position? Why do you say what you said before? You know, you taste it. Here's the answer. We discussed it once before. Kol mara v'reach ein b'mishum me'ila. If you apprehend something by listening to a certain sound, or by seeing a certain sight, or smelling a certain smell, there is no Me'ila means there's no violation. By that stretch, Abosai, if you apprehend something by taste, there should also be no violation. Therefore, the Nachas Dover suggests, here's a whole humongous 20 pages about Tom Kiker and his Chedushim HaPesach. He suggests that if you would not say Heta Nepach Lios Isser, means what you're reading is really mutter, and the only reason why you're loke is because you apprehend the taste. It's not a good enough reason. Kol mara reach tam, and the mishamila. So the only way to explain what is malchus because they had the nefach liosis. An interesting svara suggested by the sefer Nachlas David. Fascinating svara. Fascinating. So then eat it. It's not kol. It's not mara. It's not reach. It's not tam. It's eating. I ate treif. You eat treif, of course, is milah. That's not called anything like kolmar v'rech. That's what the Nachlas David suggested, and he says it based upon an interesting line in the Rosh that we saw in Hilchos Challah. That according to Rabbi Yochanan, tam lo mamosho ein lokan olav. Why? There's a whole discussion. He says tam osa ke mamish. According to Loma Moshe's Mimbamino, according to Rabbeinu Tam. That's his vart. That's his nakuda. Okay, it's his nakuda. Not everyone agrees that he's right, but that's what he suggests. Rabosai, any questions so far? We went through the first part of the Shia. Most of it is Chazara. I mean, in Yonim HaChazara, although we had a number of new sources, which I thought are important to see on this, what we'll call this quote unquote second time around. Now, Rabosai, we discussed. Let's go back over here where we are. Tama v'lo mamasha. What does it mean? I want to get back to the Gemara. That's this one, I think. Now I want links. I want Rashi. What does Rashi say? Kol shetama mamasha lokanov k'zat v'chilas pras. What does it mean? Halacha l'moshe misinai. I told you, the Chavos Das, we discussed this yesterday, said the halacha l'moshe misinai is on the details of Tarovis. We had suggested, in the alternative, that because halacha l'moshe misinai is simply the shear of whatever it is, 4 minutes, 9 minutes, which is the Achilas Pras. This is a line we didn't see in the text. We only saw it called in the Chavos Das yesterday. Fine. Shem yesh b'shir pras shel tavshil. Kazayas mene yisr lo kanolo. Afal pishe kazayas shel yisr. Nechal bevasachas, kevin she'ena shoa b'achilosim b'shen hischil loch la'ashir gomro nechil pras. That's the halacha l'moshe misinai. We thought it's even referring to Ben. It tells you how much it is. It's four, this, it gives you a whole story. Now I have to go to, I get links, I get them at base. Oh, they even gave me Rashi. Thank you. Ben, your trick works great. This is the key Rashi. Tama malo mamosho. What did the Gemara say? The next four words. Mamosho, what are the next four words in the Gemara? Come on. Asur, ve'en lo gadolav. What's the case? So Rashi, kagon chelev, shel nafal, cholav shenafal l'kdeira, o chelev shel nafal nimoach, she'en mamosho be'en. As we discussed a little bit yesterday. Rashi gives an impression of both sides. If fat dissolves, that's not mamasho. That's only tam. Fat dissolves is only considered. It's like it's nothing. It's considered ein mamasho ben when the fat dissolves. Okay, this is very very important. Very very important. So when you get malchus, only if the iser is ben. Is ben. I want you to see inside in split screen. Open up, please, the Madana Yontif, please, right over here. In Perek Zion, on the bottom of the Rosh. It's Perek Zion, whoopee. Simon Lamed Aleph, something went flying. Simon Lamed Aleph, thank you very much, I'm sorry. Perek Aleph, Zion, Simon Lamed Aleph, please look there. Madana Yontif, Oz Dalid. See what it says. Oz Dalit. In our print, it's found on page Reish. Is that right? Can't be. Oh. I'm in the wrong parrot, forgive me. It happens all the time. We're on page Kuf Nun Hey in our edition. What is the word? What words does it go on? Kol Shetama Veloma Masho Ein Lokanola. Says that the Madani Yontif Oz Dalid, it's humongous. We can't read the entire thing. He quotes Rashi, Pirish Rashi. Kon Cholav Shenafel Lekdeir O Chelav Shenafel V'Nimoach. Okay. Because of our Tosfos, you know what? Would you like to see it here? Or would you like to see it on the screen? What's your preference? I'm asking you a shayla. You want to see Tosfos Avodah Zarah in Madani Yontif on a black and white paper, or you want to see it on some kind of fancy screen? What do you prefer? Nope. Paper? Paper, good. I also prefer paper. Kosva Tosfos, She'ein Nireh Mashapirish Chelev Shenofal, excuse me, Cholav Shenofal Atov Bosa. Tafil Le Perusho, the Tam Kikulav Doraisa, Mode bebosa becholov the habi daraisa the derek bishlatz retoro. That's a mafurish you want off kufches. Doesn't understand how they can say such a thing. Oh, oh. So what is Tosa say? I'm skipping a few lines. The mishum iser hacholov. Kor le basa becholov tamu la mamasho. The becholov ain yochol lios bo mamasho shel davar ela tamo. The taste of the meat is emitted into the milk. Afal pikein osur. Avo be basar em shel lios mamasho shel cholov. Why? She guf ha cholov nivle bo besoch ha basar. Rabosai. There's a big dispute. If a liquid gets absorbed in a solid, is that called mamasho or not mamasho? Tosfos said it's called mamasho. Rashi said what? It is not mamasho. It's a big dispute. Yes.
Well, Rashi might have been saying like Tosfos.
Doesn't sound that way. Doesn't sound that way. We'll come to it if we have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Could be. Could be. Now, Rabosai. We have the following possibilities. There could be flour and flour gets mixed in, to the point that you can't see one, it's indistinguishable. That's called a yavish b'yavish initially, it gets mixed in, then it comes what we call in our language, lach b'lach. This is tamo mamosho. However, if the milk gets mixed into the meat, there are those who consider that, Pashup Shana Rashi, tamo v'lo mamosho. This is Shitas Rashi. The only time it's going to be liquid, it's going to be tamo mamosho. Catch us now. If liquid gets mixed into liquid. So if liquid gets mixed into liquid, they're all the same. That's called tamo umamosho. Similarly, if salad gets mixed into salad, that's also tamo umamosho. That's the Gemara in Zvocha Mayin Ches. If you hold it to a rice, you get malchus on it. But if it's a liquid gets absorbed into a salad, according to Shitas Rashi, we're going to assume for the moment, that's considered to be tamo v'lo mamosho. On a simple level, so it would appear. So it would appear. Seems to be machlokas Rashi and Tosin. This very nekuda. Salads and liquids get mixed into salads. Is that considered umamosho, which seems to be Shitas Tosfos? Just read in the Madani Yontif. Or not, which seems to be the Shita of Rashi. So it would appear. Okay. So now, Rabosai, there is a discussion of, which is found in the Minchas Kohen. There's a whole discussion about this, and the other poskim talk about this. We had a Ran. What did the Ran say? We saw the Ran yesterday in Shir. The Ran said, Tam l'chikos d'rabbanon! That's if nothing is there. Pure taste. But if there's something there, even if it's 1 in 1,000, it's not batel midoraisa. Remember we saw that in the Ran? Even be'elef, it's not batel midoraisa. So said the Ran. Ran says so explicitly. We just read it. This is the case of Bosai. Chatzi shir b'tarovis is also min haTorah. Not only chatzi shir, even 1/1000th of a shir. Fine. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai, if that's the case, the pshat is like this. What'll happen if I eat quickly? It's less than the ratio of Kazayas Mechilas Pral, ate quickly, I'll get Malkus! Because there's never a bittle of a ban. No matter if it's 1,000th, it's not bottle. Except that I won't get, I'll be Chatzishir. So if it's just under the ratio of, let's say, 1 in 6, it's whatever you want to call it, it's a little less than that. And I eat quickly, like a Yeshiva Baha! I'll probably say Yeshiva Baha, I'm going to get Malkus. Who said so, Rabosai? The Rash that we saw yesterday in Tevul Yom, I don't want to put it on the screen right now, says so Beferish. Beferish. Let me see if I can save some time and show this to you. Because I have this Megillah Sefer. He's one of my tricks, but I need him. I need Hebrew books for this. I think he quotes some of these things. Be fast in getting on all the other Makoros. If I can just get him. He may be able to show me some of these things. I'm not sure if he has or not, but some of the things I think he does quote. Okay. This is relevant, Rabosai, to some of the discussions that we had as follows. What's the halacha? I asked you to see a Rambam in the Choschama Tzumati. Did you see that one? Who's even close to finishing the Rambam Chumash? Nobody. Okay. I don't blame you. There's a lot there. I asked the Rambam. Did anyone see the Rambam in the Choschama Tzumati? Did he get that far? Thank you very much. Previous page. Where are we holding? Oh. Here we go. The Ran. I feel the Elif and the Taylor. Malchus, you got it, fine. Chatzishos b'sarubis, the Rashim Tzvul Yom, the Farish. Where do you get it from? Our Gemara, Palga de Zeza, the Nafla de Kula de Bisra. And he said, what? No, Chatzishos b'natorah, that's b'tarubis. It's a Mefurash Gemara, come out. Hachati Shir Asim Tarumas. What are those who deny? What do they say? Pshat in the Gemara. Don't be mezazel and shiurim the Rabbanon. A. B. Chati shiur be'en is min haTorah. So don't be mezazel, even though in Tarumas is the Rabbanon. That's what others are going to say, pshat. But the simple pshat you got to admit is that the Rash is right. And says, Asim b'daraisa b'tarumas. Fine. Here, my, I just told it to you. Im yochlanu maher, like a yeshiva boy of a koach. Beofen sheyeh kazaz v'chilas pras yilke olav me'achad v'gam k'she'en kazaz v'chilas pras ein o yisur botel ein lo kud rak m'shim she'choser b'shir at sirif l'malkos im yochal maher yilke. Who said so? Again, the Rash b'feirish the Yechai b'feirish. So to Bayroa b'yemotze, Bayroa b'yemotze is unique. Rabosei, why is it unique? There's no maisa achila. There's no maisa achila. Rabosai, as long as the cheft exists, you're over on Pesach just for owning it. If the chesaron is you can't eat it fast enough, you're going to get bal yiroah anyway. Oh. Yesh l'chayv gam she'ein b'tarobes chachomets k'zayas v'chiz pras kevet she'yesh b'tarobes k'zayas chomets v'eini b'teila kevet she'nosen es ta'am even one in a thousand d'rak b'shul l'chayv al achila tzorach tziyuv shul k'zayas v'chiz pras. The Rambam Perek Dala Chomos Matza. So Machloikas Nizdin, Harav Magid, the Magid Mishnah, Vakesav Mishnah, Bidas Rambam. Quanta Rani certainly would be Chayev, for sure. So what's the tumult about? Tam Ki Iker, the Rice of the Rabbonon, is Tam of Aloma Mosho. What does that mean? There's nothing there, it's only taste. Now we go back to the end of yesterday's shiur, Rabosai. The very end of yesterday's shiur, we saw Tosfos on Kuf Yud Beis that quoted the drush of Hatmeim, L'Rabbeis Tziron V'Rotfon. I showed you what Tosfos in Iran. Watch this. After Chazal Dorshu Me Hatmeim, L'Rabbeis Tziron V'Choleyot Imehem, Yesh Shlomo. Look at this, it's so important. Tainu Rak Shatzir Be'en. If something squeezes out of a trefa, being, call it a fish, call it a bug, whatever you want to call it. That is awesome in the Raisa. Abokshu b'tarovah shel rov heter. It gets mixed into a majority of a permissible substance, such as water. HaTorah lo asara. Oh, you can't derive from hatmeim in a case in which it was mixed into a majority of a permitted substance. V'yimtam kiga d'oraisa pirusho shatora osva satsir hayotze gam kshehu b'tarobes v'yimtam kiga lav d'oraisa hatora asroso rak behen v'lo kshehu b'tarobes. Wow! What a chiddush of the Ran. He's saying l'fi Aran. I'll show you how smart he is. He was mechavent on the Ran mamish. It's on the Mar Makomas when he's mechavent. If there's absolutely it's mixed in, the gamim tam kiga doraisa pirusho shatzir ayotze dino kimamoshes ve'ena oser elim ken yebo kazayas lechilas pras. How do you figure it out? Yeshul lechar also b'tam ayotze. How can you figure it out? Normally you take things and you measure them with an Archimedes principle. How do you measure tam? It's an abstraction. How do you measure it? Because very shonim, the mishan lefi chozek hatam, v'im nosen tam chozok, k'mo shohoya nosen kazayis mamoshes shenimok b'pras chayav nakat. It's hard to do this. Hard to figure this thing out. It's molecules are emitted. You can't measure those molecules. You have to make believe and see how much of a solid substance would be required to emit this equivalency of taste. Oh, that's what it says. Fine. What's Pshat Rav Yochanan? Let's see. He reviews. We're now reviewing for the 18th time, Rav Yochanan, at least. We have to probably see it 10 more times. Rav Yochanan, every word he says is, it's to be repeated so many times. What did he say? Tamo ma mosha lokin, sheis kazayis v'chilas pras. V'gam sheis kazayis v'chilas pras, osu min haTorah! Not the Rabbanan, Rabbeinu Tam. It's Torah. It's Mishemino. Elashen Lokin. Tama v'lo mamasho, osur v'en lo kanolo. Right? So he's saying, Shitas Rashi, hakavona, osrak medir abonon. Tanki gedir abonon. That's what the Ran says. Rashi also storaisa. Going through the various things. Then he has what we saw yesterday in Shir. Adama is the Shita Mimutsas. Right? We saw that language where? Who said that language first? Who? The Minchas Kohen, right? That the Rambam is in between the other particular opinions. If you have this, we have pras, that Tama Mamasha. Ain't Mamasha Bashir Zeh? Lo Mamasha. As opposed to Rashi, who said even if it's in Moach, it's still called Lo Mamasha. As opposed to the Ran, that's 1,000, it's called Mamasha. Right? So this is the in between view, as we saw. Very good. This is what we saw. Fine, Rabosai, this is what we saw yesterday. We saw a little bit more today. I wanted to review it through the Megillah Sefer. It was an excellent source of review. Let's take it a little bit further. Chosim HaMinchas Kohen, the Mashal Barambam, the Potter Min HaTorah Lo Mishum Davichatzi Shir B'Tarovis. That's not the reason. Ela Mishum, watch this now. Where's my next? Ela Mishum Shenechshav She'ena Mamoshes Kayemes U'Kimi She'ena. Because why? Because it's less than Chatzis Pras. V'gamim b'yiro b'yimotze mistaber she'ena over b'ofen kazeh she'gadaz v'lotz pras. G'das ha'magad mishnah perik d'alchom ha'samatzah against the kesef mishnah. Meiridik. Now we come to something very interesting. Look in the Rambam in perik. I asked you to see this Rambam. I don't know if you saw any of my Rambams. By show of hand, did anyone get to the Rambams yet? Chometz u'matzah, Naziris, no one got there yet. Okay, you didn't get, huh? Machosus, you got to, okay, at least you got to something. Let's get to Naziris now. Watch this now. Perikei the Naziris. Look what he says. Hashore pito b'yayin chayav rakim yesh revius. Listen very carefully now. Very, very carefully. Every word in Rambam. Revius b'chidei achilas pras v'yocho kadei pras shenimtsa sh'ocha revius yayin. Okay. V'ch'ein revius b'chidei achilas pras osrak b'divrei sof. So writes the Rambam. Minchas chinuch shin samaches odes kasha b'divi haramam alolo. The reshitas Rambam, this you should have seen. In paragudal milchus macholos asuris, the shir atziruf b'mashkim who revius b'chdei what? B'chdei shtias revius. Guys, this is very relevant when you have a cup of tea. Who drinks tea here? Who drinks tea? Who drinks freestand just to have a cup of tea, right? After you finish your tea, do you make a bar nefashis? You do? How fast do you drink the tea?
Save
some
for the end.
Ah. Tamat Chacham. That's right. Saves 3 ounces. I'm going to make the reverse. 3 ounces is the reverse. You save 3 ounces at the end, and you have it straight. Right? That's because reverse, bechdesh, tias, reverse. Why? Because it is Rama. The Rama says you need bechdesh, tias, reverse. So the question becomes, but in Hilchos Naziris, what did he say? Revius Yain, Bichdechilas Pras, Frek the Heligam in Chaschinuch, a steer in the Rambam. Here he has Revius Yain, Bichdechilas Pras. Here he has Revius, Bichdechilas Revius, Rebbeinu Shalom. Why did he say Revius, Bichdechilas Pras? Meiridikakash. Says the Chasam Sofer the following beautiful, brilliant, and critical terms. Emes shir atziruf l'schayev hu b'chidei shtias revius. That yes. Avol shir ataroves shlo yizbate lo yisur hu revius b'chidei achilas pras. Meiridik! This proves the point that according to the Rambam that the ratio is critical. Here there's a ratio. In ratio, the halacha l'moshe v'sinai is kedechi l'spras, whether it be kazayas of chazir or revius of yayin. The ratio is critical. Halacha l'maisa, how much you have to drink within. So liquid is b'chdesh tias revius. This is a meiridik answer over here in the Chasam Sofer. It's such a critical point. It's a ratio issue. It's a ratio. Such an important point. You won't be chayim unless you drink quickly. Let's go further. aber bishvil es chayev tzorch sheyishta maher bichdei shtiyas revius ad kana of the chasam sofer. He doesn't like it so much in Lashon HaRambam, but it's certainly a sheet to certainly to consider absolutely very important. Oh, this is not Poshut, Reb Osai. Watch this, Reb Osai. The Achron of a Machloek is going to the Rambam. Kazayas, Bechle Achilas Pras. They only have half the Pras. Minchas Koyen says, Osur Bid Rabbanan. Why? Because Chatzishi is only Osur Bid Ben, not Bid Tarovis. Okay? Fine. The Rash suggested it backed out. Based on Chulun Tzadiches. The Prima Gaon holds the Maral Bach. Who's the Maral Bach? Who is he? What's his real name? Who knows his name? Gentlemen, what's his name? Reb Levi Ben Chaviv. He was the one who opposed the Smicha of the Maria Beirav in the time of Beis Yosef. Famous man. Okay? Shagam Aramba Moda Shizeh Osim and HaTorah. El Hashem Lokunov Kedin Chasi Shir. It's Rebbe Kivegin. So Machlok is what the Rambam holds in this particular regard. Fine. We started speaking about this Hatmeim. Once we have the Megillah Sefer open, let's continue a little bit more to see his analysis of Hatmeim. Let's see where we are. Where are we? Whoa, I'm lost. Can't find myself. No, right. Oh, watch this. Watch this, Rabbi. Watch carefully. Pick me up over here. Everyone following me? Seeing things here gives me a wonderful opportunity to see it in clear print with clear presentation. That's a tremendous smile of this safe. I mean, it's a going olim, I'm saying, but aside from the latter going olim, this going olim is so clear, both in its print and its presentation, that I think for the Talmidim it's the best way to present what's really somewhat complex material. Let's read together. What did Rashba say? Mamoshes anosenes tam ainer b'teil l'chulyalma. What's tam ki'ikar? Tam lo mamoshes. Okay, we saw that from the Ran. The Rashba is chidushim and in Torah Sabayis. It says hatmeim l'rabos siron v'rotvam diyosu. Yeah. Says the Rashba, we saw this before. Hani mili k'shu be'en v'lo b'taroves. Who else said this? On the Maram HaKomis, no? Didn't the Chidush HaRan say this? Who saw the Chidush HaRan on the Maram HaKomis? No one. The last two lines that I asked you to see is exactly that. Chidush HaRan, I put in the Makaros here. It's not here. Chidush HaRan. Could we have that pause missing from the Maram HaKomis? Whatever it is. You look at the last line of that paragraph, you'll see it. The same exact thing. Fine. This is the opinion of the Rashba, as well as the Ran. The what? Siren wrote them as also with the rights of him at Tmeim. When it's be'en, the minute it gets absorbed in something else, it would be batel berov if you hold Tam Kikah the Rabbana, and it's not if you hold Tam Kikah the Daraisa. So it says. Fine. Let's go weiter. If Tam Kikah the Rabbana, Sorach Atzir batel berov. And Rabosai, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mimimino, Oser Atama Yosem Bemashu, Kevin Sheena Botel. Rabosai is no Bittel. Again, he's going with the assumption that everything is based here upon Bittel Barov. Who said so? Rashi. Rashi kept saying, Acheram Lahatas. The Pki Vegas said so in the Tshuva. According to the Rashba, and then Tam Kikalav the Raisa, Sorek Bittel Barov, Alatam. Rabosai is such a very important Kuzah. He said, you require Bittel Barov. The Ran disagrees. Why? Because the Ran says, we saw this yesterday, if you hold Tam Kikil Lav Doraisa, Eina Tam Tzorech Bittel Klal. Why? Ta Torah Lo Osre Ela Esatzir K'shu B'Tarovis. What is B'Tarovis? The Torah never asked it. Not to a bit of a Rav. What's his raya? The Ran says Rav holds an adav chul and tzadik hasem and beis lo nitzchecha ella Latam ki'ikar, dibakachim is asur, Ida shishim. What did Ran say? Quant Rabbi Yehuda, bin bimino eno batal, came the time ki'ikar doraisa, hoyoroish lo yizbat latam, v'chidish ha-torah diz rob shela, apletam is batalas bin bimino, end quote. See from here, if your time ki'ikar is lav doraisa, ain a time tzorach bitul klal. Why? Afilu Rabbi Yehuda, the nindamino lo botel, it would be mutter against what we said based upon the Rashba. Says the Megillah Sefer, Rabbi Kiva is not necessarily correct. Maybe time misar beinamino bemino tzorach bitul. Everyone agrees to that. When the Ran said what he said, no, only according to nindamino, according to Rabbi Yehuda, not botel at all. That's said only by Mamoshes or Tam if your Tam is the rice. Because the Tam is treated as a Mamoshes. But according to what we paskin, according to against Abuda, if your Tam is not the rice, so Tam is not like Mamoshes, then you don't even need, you know, then what? Then perhaps you need Bittul Barov. And he brings the rice from Lashon Hara. I'm not going to go into these details right now. He quibbles with what Rabbi Kiveger had said. Fine. This is a very important Nakud. Now I have to get to this Chidush Iran. How do I get back on responsive project? I want to show you the inside. Very important. Here? This thing? With Meforshi HaShas? Meforshi HaBavli, here. Meforshi HaBavli. We've shown. Where's Chidush Iran? Can you find it for me, please? Chulin. Where's Chulin? There. What daf? Sadiches. Whoa. It's on the Makoros. I don't know if you saw it yet. I want to show it to you inside. Oh, right there. The heavy Odea, top of the page. Rabosi, it is on the Makoros. Anyone see it yet? Nice. What do you see? The heavy Odea. The Rabbanon is lutlosa kroy betam kikar. Can I get shlosha minin? Sheesh on the betam kikar. And he goes one after the other. Ha'echot. Look at this now. Shalom kolat haheter min ha'isr el tamo bulvat. Lo gufo velo pleitoso. This is wild. It does not have the physical Easter proper, nor does it even have a taste which is emitted from the original. Pshik. Umuchachela, how do you know it's true? Lahai. Mi mishras. Tichsiv gabe nozah, darshin and hosam shim shorah anovim b'mayim. V'yesh b'em tam yayin chayov. V'ho'ocho, shalom nis'ar v'mayim lo me'ikoron shalanovim v'lo me'pleitoson. He says nothing sneaks out. The grapes have peels that are very strong. Nothing comes out. Ela mikeivan shekoltu tamo kilu nis'ar b'osamayim revius yayin chayv. What is this? Anyone know any biology over here? Any science? He claims, does the Chidush Iran, if you soak grapes in wine, not only is the solid of the grape not in the wine, even the plata, the liquid, it doesn't get into the wine. So why does the water taste like wine? Well, I'm using the wrong words. Not only is the solid of the grape not mixed into the water, even the liquid is not emitted into the water. It's just somehow what? Something abstract. What is it? Kol tu tama. I'm sure the scientists have some word for it. It's not as abstract as the Ran makes it out to be, but he claims it's not the solid, nor is it the liquid. It's just something, woo, call it a tam, some kind of a voodoo, abstraction. That's what he claims in point of fact. We'll see soon. That's number one. Hasheni, shekolto ahetem ena iser, pleitoso, logufo. What's the case? Giulei kusim. It's unbelievable. He's saying the Chiddush Yeram that if I cooked treif, I had treif chicken soup, and now I cook kosher potatoes in that pot, some of the liquid of the treif chicken soup, which was absorbed in the pot, is now coming out into the kosher potatoes and making problems. That's more coming out of that than comes out from the grapes into the water. If you ask me as a non-scientist, I don't have questions about this, but that's what the Holy Ran said. The first is not even goof or plata. The second case of the pot is plata without goof. What's the third case? This Arab behet the goof or shalisa. Yafina lo lahay mi basa b'cholav kadisa hasa. Alfagav shaguf ha'cholav this Arab b'basar. He holds like toast. That's considered mamashis when the milk gets absorbed into the meat. Tam ki ikra mikri. Kevin shaguf ha'cholav nivla b'basar. Bena kedvam ha'nivlolim lach b'lach. Tahu ikra mikri. It's not tam ki. That's ikra mamash. Kevin shagalecha b'lo b'chavero. Habakan ha'cholav nivla b'basar. Hechi darsh l'rabona. L'kroi esfilo l'fum suga d'hosam. Tam ki ikra l'chol esun shabatorah. Stop right over here. It's not shlosh subon kiyachot. Everyone's for a different thing. Ad kan rabosai, what it says in the chidushe haran. What do you see? Like we mentioned earlier, that if a liquid gets absorbed into a solid, that's considered to be tam ki ikar. That's number three. It's not considered mamashis. Number three. Okay? Fine. Lach balach, that's ikar. Ad kan. There's a sefer called the Yad Yehuda. He was written 100 years ago. He can't believe that the facts are right. How can it be? Ran, holy Ran, what are you saying? What are you telling me? Nothing gets from the grapes into the water. Then why does it taste like grapes? What are you telling me? It's not gufo. It's not platoso. Well, what in heaven's name is it? This is the Yad Yehuda's question. Now I'm going to pull out something which you haven't pulled out yet. When you get stuck, this is what you pull out. I gave you before my preview. Mesifta Gemara. Oh, this Mesifta is good if you want it as weightlifting. This is only on 20 block Gemara. Sadi Vav to Kuf Yudai. Okay, just keep lifting it up. Okay. In the back, for those who have extra time, I don't expect anyone to have so much extra time. They have something called Otsar. Otsar Iyunim. They take certain sugars in this 20 blat, and they have long discussions of it. Right? Discussion number three, which is Nun Hei from the beginning, is called Tam Ki Ikar. And it spans 20 pages. We're not going to learn all 20 pages, not even close to it. But I want to show you some highlights, and you can look it up on your own from this Abbe Spanish owns this sefer, the Sifta Gemara, and he discusses this for Bosai in Simon, what he calls Maracha Nun Hey, which is Tam Ki Ikar, Os Beis, and I put a bookmark here so you can look it up later on. Yeah? See the bookmark in front? See it. He discusses this question. He says the Yad Yehuda can't believe what the Chiddush Yeran is talking about. How can it be? How is it possible? How can it be? What's going on? He has a very interesting answer. He says like this. Where do we find, Rabosai, cases of Tam Ki Ikar? What are the cases? I take milk and meat and I cook it in milk. So I cook. We saw yesterday in Tosis. Rotev. It's Tom Kika, right? Didn't we see that dosis? Rota. What's rota mean? Gravy. I took meat, I cook it in water, comes out gravy. That's Tom Kika. You have to cook it. You have to cook it. If you don't cook it, it's not called Tom Kika. Sounds wild. Oh. Slowly. I'm reading to you from... this is page Chof Ches, column 2. The paragraph starts Bachronim. Shora Novim B'mayim. Maybe the Ran means this. Maybe. He's suggesting it. Rabosai, I'm asking a question. What bracha do you make on fruit soup? What bracha do you make on fruit soup? No fruits in it. Took all the fruits out. Totally strained. What bracha do you make on fruit soup? Anybody know? Shulchan Aruch says bori priyoyitz. Fruit soup. Vegetable soup, what bracha do you make? Bori priyadama. It's a mefurash and gemara, basically. In brachas naflamites. Frek the rush. What bracha do you make on orange juice? Shahakol. Now you got it right. Shahakol. Why is it that potato soup you make boy pri adama and orange juice you make shahakol nimidvar? The rush asks his kashin. Brachas perek vav simen yud ches. Answers the rush. Potato soup is cooked potatoes. Orange juice is squeezed oranges. That's the difference. Psh. That's what he says. Only through Bishul comes out Tom Gomer. Now, this sounds pretty strange to us. If you ask me, orange juice tastes more like oranges than potato soup tastes like potatoes. For a good reason. Potato soup is 90% water. Orange juice is Tropicana. Pure 100%. No water added. I would have said the reverse. Potato soup should be shahakla and orange should be b'ha'etz. What's going on over here? Who asked this kasha? Who asked this kasha like this? Tosfos Psachim Chav Dalet Amud Beis. You know, why shouldn't I show it to you? I can show it to you in a split second. Where is it? Talmud Bavli. Did I put this on the Ma'amar Kamos? That's what I did. Was your Tosfos Psachim on the Ma'amar Kamos? Chav Dalet Amud Beis? Where's Psachim? Yes, what do you want? What's the question? Sorry.
But don't they try to kick her from Mishras?
Hold on. Be patient. Very good question. Excellent question. Excellent question. Here it says over here, Ein sof in es arboi mishum orlo, elo leyotzi min azesim in anovim. Wine from graves of Oli and Malchus. But orange juice from Ola? No. Why? Zeo bi'almahu. It's a sweat. It's a sweat of the orange. Says Tosfos. Says Tosfos. Umiu Tema, so one line Tosfos. Amai Omadazea Bialmahu, Hotam Kiika Doraisa, Rabosai Trapicata tastes like oranges more than anything else. Why is it no Malchus and Arlo? What happened to Tam Kiika Doraisa? Tosfos gives no terrors. Zero terrors. Absolutely zero terrors. Says the Rashash. Get that too? Do you have links on links? Rashash doesn't make it? Let's see. What happened over here? Something's wrong over here. We're going to go back to Tosfos. Talmud. Links. Is the Rashash here? Didn't make it, right? Didn't quite make it in. Okay. Well, hope we won't take offense. Okay. The Rashash says, look what I wrote in Orla. The end of Masecht Orla in the Mishnayos. And what does he say there? What he says is, it's all based on the Russian brachas. If I cook potatoes, that's Tam Ki Iker. If I squeeze oranges, it's not. But that begs the question. You can taste the orange and orange juice more than you take the potatoes and potato soup. For this comes along the stipler, Rabosai, in Psachim. In Siman Yud Zayin, with a very important yisod. Listen very carefully. Listen very carefully. The Iker Rabosai, listen carefully, please. The Iker is the, we'll call the fruit itself, the orange, the potato. When that Iker is cooked in water, we say Ta'am Ke Iker. The Iker is a potato. The soup is like a potato. Can I quote myself? Ta'am Ke Iker Mamash. This potato is a potato, so the soup is like a potato. The orange is an orange, if you cook the orange, so it's like the orange too. You didn't do that. You squeeze the orange. What you are drinking, your Tropicana orange juice, is not a taste which is created as a result of what remains behind in the orange. No. You took away part of the orange. You took away the liquidy part of the orange. That's called Zeh Bialma. Ironically, in potato, where the potato remains, Kemosha Kosov, the potato, and you now put water in it, and the water takes the taste of that Iker, the Iker still Chai V'Kayim, Tam Kiga the rice. An orange, where I squeeze a certain percentage of what was in that orange in the peel, and I squeeze it out and put it into a cup, that does. The stuff in the cup is not coming from what's left back in the original orange. No! It's pulled away from it. It's called Zeh Bialma. It sounds counterintuitive, but it grows on you. This is why potato soup is Tam Kika Doraisi and Malkus. And orange juice, maybe it tastes taka more like an orange. Yes, it does. But what it is not part of the Ika which remains. Something separate, pulled away, Ika which remains. That's called Zeh Bialma, except for wine. From grapes, Xerisakos. Isn't this brilliant? This is what the Stipel explains to the words of the Rosh, with the Rashash, with the Tosfos, with the Kashim Psochim. I'll get rid of this. This is this beautiful explanation. Whoa. Where? Bekitzer, Rabosai. This is Torah's Emes. This is Torah's Emes, Rabosai. This. Now we can suggest Rabosai is possibly pshat in the words of the Chiddush Shira that we saw before. If you have grapes and the grapes are in the water, and now you taste some of that taste of the grapes in the water, I'm quoting to you from the Mesifta Gemara. Maybe this is what the Chiddush Iran meant. Maybe this. Tam Hashamayim Kolta Me'anovim. Rabosai. When the Ran said, the Chiddush is Shor Anovim Me'mayim Shatam Anovim Zel Daga Pechusa Mikol Pleita Sisser. We don't understand why not. Why is it Pechusa? Kevan Shekol Pleita Sisser. That's a suggested pshat. It's an extra chiddush. It's not like the Tam Ki'ikar, which comes out through Bishul. Okay, so it's an extra chiddush. Let's see the words, see if you think it fits in. I don't know if it fits or not. Let's see if we can. What do you say? The first pasuk says Mishras will include this din. This additional din is based on Mishras. Presumably, Tosfos will learn you don't get Malkus on it. Presumably, this would not be a source for Shor Anovim V'Mayim. But then in another case, what? Hetem and Ha'isr, that's Giulei Kusim. Maybe that you would get Malkus for, according to some Rishon. Again, it's not completely clear as far as what's Malkus, what's not Malkus, within the Chiddush Iran. I just wanted to show you this Nakuda, which is found over here in this specific Gemara. It's a tremendous Chiddush. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I just wanted to bring it to your attention. To your attention. Fine. Now, Rabosai, one more thing. We had before a Tosis. I want to show you the Tosis. Where's the one that was part of number Aleph? Okay. Can I get back the links with a minus?
Yeah.
Watch this. Perish Rashi begin on Oshe. Mikan the Tam Kiko Lav Doraisa. Go, right? Cholam Shinibul Vatok Basar. Chelam Shinibul Vatok Shein Ma Masho Be'en. Ve'en Nireh. Mashapirish Rashi. Cholam Shinibul Vatok Basar. We saw this in Madani Yontif. Tafilu the Mathirish Rashi the Tam Kiko Lav Doraisa. More than the Basar Bechol Lav Doraisa. The Derech Bishlas Vatorah. Could the Yama Vishmait the Tibas Cholam Kufches. We saw this already. The old ochel basa b'cholav ochel amasha shalisur kshochel abasa k'dam a perikol abasa. Tzarech lomar k'gon chelev nimoach shenafal v'nivla l'toch abasar the leker rak tam bialmo v'tam lav doraisa v'deka omar abaye shmamino tam lav amasha b'alma doraisa yisakatatach v'rabonin basa b'cholav amayla lo garmina. The Chiddushu, the Chiddush Alpha God, like a Tam and Ami, Mashu, the Chinami, less of the Alma, Elam and Rabbon, about some calls the rice. Och, he'll just look at Rabbi Yochanan. Okay? So this is, he's passing the halacha. Okay? This is all what Rashi is saying. Fine. This is what it says. Now, this Nakuda that we have over here in our Tosfos, right? What happens if something is absorbed into the meat according to Tosfos? That's called Mamasho. And according to Rashi, it's called Pashtus. It's called Tamo. He quotes over here. Rashi holds. Tos quotes Rashi. Cholav shnivla b'basar. It's called tam ki'ikar. Tosus argues and says if it's cholav b'lub b'basar, ein l'nechshav k'tam. So here they hold that Rashi holds it is considered to be tam. So machlokus Rashi and Tosus on this very point. It's a very important thing. Okay? If you have a solid mixed into a liquid, then it could be Mamosho. That could be pshat what we called Kutach HaBavli, the sugar we said before. Fine. Rabosai, we have to see a few more things in the remaining time. Just a few more. Let me go for another minute over here. Where was that before? Now let's put this aside. No, not gonna go there right now. We'll talk Torah about Peh. Rabosai, we said before a machloikis. We saw beferish in print in this sefer. Was a chatzi shir b'tarovus is doraisa or the rabbanan? It's a machloikis with the Rambam holds in this nekuda. Very nice. If chatzi shir b'tarovus is mutter b'doraisa, why should it be so? So we saw before. Lo chazilitz terufi. What does it mean, lo chazilitz terufi? If you ate at a normal pace, you would not hit a kazayis v'achilas pras, so therefore it's mutter. The only reason, if I take a piece of tarfus, so half a kazayis, and I eat it, you know why it's also the raisa? I had one more piece, so I did the same thing within 4 minutes, I'd get malchus. This is already the beginning of an isa malchus, therefore it's also the raisa. I have it mixed into a tarufis. If I keep eating at that pace, I'll never get to the shear of Kazayas and Achilles Pras. Not Chazal, it's Terufe. Therefore, Rabosai, it's Mutter Midorais. That's how the Chazanish understood. However, there's another way to understand it. Another way. Based upon what we saw in the Rosh over here in Simon. Look carefully inside again. In Simon Laman Aleph towards the end. We're Chazanish for the fifth time. Mistar Beloma, look inside on page Kuf Nun Zayin Column 2, Line 5. Lochmira Torah bin Nesinas Tam Shal Isser Behetter Lohof Kol Isser Shehetter Kilkach Yosef Al Isser Shemaya Osub Isser Be'en V'nika B'tocha Heter Lo Nesinas Tam Lohoya Lokalov Nosvechias Pras. In other words, if it's so such a small proportion, then it's nothing. You wouldn't get Malchus even B'en Tam Lo Amosho Ein Lokin. According to this opinion, once it's mixed in at a low ratio, that's it. It's het the gomer midaraisa. It's het der gomer. Tam kika means het the nepach lios iser. When it's less than his pras, you cannot say that according to Rabbeinu Chaim and those who follow him. And therefore it remains mutter. It remains mutter. It's a chiddush gadol, but that's what comes out. It would remain mutter, amazingly. Now, Rabosai, the following Nakuda has to be discussed. I will give you, if you want to look up one thing in this beautiful, just to get a taste of this beautiful sefer, which is really a mamash sefer, I'll move it from Oz Beis, which you can look at before later on, as we reported before, and move it to Oz Hay. Oz Hay. Oz Hay is entitled, it's in, again, Nun Hay. Ose, Be'er Ashitas Shetam Ki'ikim B'Dirabonim. So the question is raised, what do you mean? Hatmeim. Hatmeim. Hatmeim tells you that Tam Ki'ikim is Doraisa. I promise you, look, let me go back up again. Where's the Chiddush Yerai? Where is there? V'yim Tomar, look at this. Heichi Amrin at the time Kiga the Rabbanon for Tanya LeKamon Eila Tmeim the Rabbos Tzirin V'rot V'kibush Shalahem. A great kasha. What a great kasha. Yesh Lomar Hani Mili Be'en, you should say. Avadei Taroves Lo. Woohoo! Hear what he's saying? That the whole discussion over the time Kiga the Raisa the Rabbanon is only with Taroves. If it's Be'en, it's certainly Doraisa. Now notice, where is the Ran coming from? How do you tell me, Tom, because the Rabbanon says, Beferish, it's Doraisa. The answer is, it's Doraisa when it's Be'en. Terubis is the Rabbanon. When Tosi has the Kasha on Kufyud Beis, they answer it a different way. Rabbosai, give a look at Tosi. One more time, we saw it yesterday. Split screen, okay? Look at your actual Talmud Bavli. Kufyud Beis and Beis. How did they ask it? Did they ask it to Tosfos? How did they want to ask it? Again, how can you say Tanya is the Rabbanon? It's against Hatzmeyan. Right? How did Tosfos ask the Kasha? Tosfos asked the Kasha. Since we all know a Tam Kik is Doraisa, who needs Hatzmeyan for Rotvon? What did they answer? Tanya don't. Only for Tziron. Why is Tziron different? Not to Mishal. We saw it a few minutes ago. Tosfos is working with an assumption that everybody holds Tam Kik is Doraisa. Halacha l'maaseh. Everybody holds that way. Therefore, they ask the Kasha their way. The Ran happens to Paskin, Tam Kik is the Rabbanon. So he asks the question his way. They're asking the question from a different vantage point, depending on their own bias. At the very beginning of the sugya, what do they hold as far as Tam Kik is Doraisa or not Doraisa? Fine. Tosfos says it certainly is, and he asks the Kasha their way. And the Ran says maybe not. The Paskin's not. He asks the question his way. Had Tosfos answered the question? Not like the Ran. Oh no. Tosfos says, I'll repeat it again. Tosfos says, where is it? Ika drash lo itzchichi av letziron. Enochanami wrote from this for sure. The rice because of tam ki ikar. The whole drash is only about tzir, which is different. It's not cooked, as we said before. There's no tam ki ikar when it's not cooked. It's like zeya bealma. It's a beautiful parallel. Tzir is like zeya bealma. Okay, so here it's chayim, but it comes out of a fruit. It's potter. Fine. The Ran gave a different teretz. What the Ran didn't give Tosfos teretz. The Ran didn't say, "If Tomei Chamina Tam Yidra Rabbanon, I at Tmei Rabbos Tziron." He could have answered, "It's going on Tziron, not on Rotvon." He didn't give that answer. Gave a different answer. It's going on Be'en, and not Taruvus. So what does that mean? Tam Kika the Rabbanan agrees that whatever comes out the end is the Raisa. It gets diluted. Once it gets diluted, so then we say it loses its status of Macholos Asuras Midoraisa. This is Shitas Haran. So Tam Kika the Rabbanan means the Tam itself is Taka Doraisa, but it's Batul Barov or things of this nature. You get an impression from Tosis, perhaps not that way. That Tam Kika the Rabbanan means the Tam itself, in its purest form, might also be the Rabbanon. Even if there's no Tarovis. Even if there's no Tarovis, Tam Kika would still presumably be the Rabbanon, according to that opinion. Tos rejects the opinion of Halacha. This is a very important Nakuda Rabbosai. Very important. But I don't have time because I'm out of time. So I'm putting my bookmark over here in Sadich, in Osei. Osei starts here on page Lamed Hey, goes till, Lamed Test, 4 pages. I don't expect you to see the whole thing. If you want to get a little bit of a nash, feel free. And begin at tomorrow, regular time, we'll continue this year. See you out of the show.
You said a couple days ago we were talking about